I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for January 13th, 2026. Rising electricity costs are creating a new challenge for Eastern Kentucky communities. Curtis Tate has more on the story.
Louisa Mayor Harold Sloan told members of the Kentucky Public Service Commission that his city spends $40,000 a month on electricity for its water and wastewater treatment. A proposed 15% increase in Kentucky power rates could add as much as $6,000 a month to the bill.
What this will do to the water and sewer rates for our same customers, the same people that are here, can't afford this. That means our residents are hit twice. First through the increased electric bills, and then again through the increased water and wastewater rates.
Kentucky Power reached a settlement with some parties over the weekend to lower the increase to 8% this year and 9% next year. The PSC will have to approve it. I'm Curtis Tate in Ashland.
Elections for local offices in Louisville are set now that the filing deadline has passed. Roberto Roldan says almost every race will be competitive this year.
The race for Louisville mayor will be the most crowded, with 12 people on the ballot in the primary. All of the odd-numbered Metro Council districts are also up for re-election this year, and every race will have at least two candidates. Both mayor and Metro Council are now nonpartisan, meaning candidates won't have a party affiliation on the ballot. There will be a wide-open primary on May 19th, and the top two vote-getters will advance. Jefferson County Attorney, County Clerk, and Sheriff are also up for election, but those offices remain partisan and will still have party primaries. I'm Roberto Roldan in Louisville.
The University of Louisville and University of Kentucky have released public records showing where they have posted license plate readers on campus. The cameras photograph passing cars and store the information in a database accessible to police. The schools initially denied Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting's request for the camera locations, but they changed their minds after the KYCIR appealed to the state's attorney general. A U of L staffer said that upon further review, they determined records did exist that had to be disclosed under state law. A UK spokesperson said after further discussion, they decided releasing the camera locations would not pose a safety risk. Republicans are likely to maintain their dominant supermajority in both chambers of the Kentucky General Assembly this year, as Democrats left the majority of GOP-held seats unchallenged for the 2026 election. Friday was the deadline for candidates to file for office in the state legislature. Democrats only fielded a candidate in 38 of the 80 House districts currently represented by Republicans. In 41 of the House and Senate races, only one candidate of either party filed for office, meaning they are all assured of winning before a single vote is cast. In 41 of the House and Senate races, only one candidate of either party filed for office, meaning they are all but assured of winning before a single vote is cast. Kentucky's primary election is on May 19th. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.